Women in bright red overalls chat and joke as they peel vegetables with blunt knives in the shade of a rickety tin shack. Soon huge fires are roaring under massive cast iron pots. On this hot summer's day, the women are slaving over black metal vats brimming with chicken stew. Hundreds of people from four villages in the Bulungula district are here to enjoy the feast. They're packed into a gigantic tent. It's a celebration of community spirit. Yet in the recent past, these people were so terrified of functions like this that they boycotted them. Every month, the local NGO Bulungula Incubator, or BI, would set up a tent near one of the villages to test people for HIV.
We had the tent up and we had some speakers and a few people strolled in. We were all very disappointed.
BI director Rejan Woodruff acknowledges that the occasions were mere talk shops. BI health manager Nomzingisi Hopisi says officials lectured people about the importance of being tested for HIV.
So we had a low number of people who got tested, and people were not interested in that kind of workshop.
Few in the poor region wanted to know their HIV status. Those who knew they were infected kept it secret. People known to be HIV positive here are often shunned. And so HIV continued to spread in Bulungula, courtesy of a toxic cocktail of irresponsible sexual behavior and willful ignorance. Illness and death reigned. One of the casualties was a 24-year-old BI employee. The young woman refused to acknowledge that she was infected and so would not take life-prolonging antiretroviral or ARV drugs.
She was, you know, lovely, healthy, vibrant person. It was very, very hard for us because she contracted HIV and she just gave up. She lost weight rapidly. I mean, in 3 months, I mean, she was quite a substantial person and she looked like a skeleton. Everybody sat around, basically begged her to take her ARVs, and she just refused. Then she engaged in some, you know, traditional ceremonies, after which she got even more ill, and we slowly watched her die.
Their colleague's terrible death inspired the BI workers to do all they could to prevent the spread of HIV in Bulungula. The organization decided that something radical needed to be done to motivate as many villagers as possible to be tested for HIV, so that those infected could start taking medicine to save their lives and could stop infecting others. The BI transformed its testing days from somber events into fun occasions.
And we just started thinking of gimmicky things and novelty factors that would draw people. So we just got big speakers and played some great music, and we cooked a nice lunch, chicken and veggies as the attraction.
But the NGO's main strategy to boost the numbers of people being tested for HIV is in the form of a cell phone. The names of those who agree to be tested are entered into a raffle and have a chance to win a phone.
It's just attracting the people to come here. Because some of us here, it's not easy to get the cell phone, firstly.
Because they're too poor?
Yeah.
Sichilelo Madlinkana is the manager of the testing center. He unwraps another kit to test yet another villager. Madlinkana says just a few months ago, the BI struggled to convince 10 people to test for HIV. Today, he's tested 91 people.
At that moment, we think we've got 3 positive.
So they are HIV positive?
Yeah, they are HIV positive. Sometimes we can get to about 10 positive.
Next. Olandelayo.
A nurse calls for another person to be tested as people continue to queue outside the tent. Most of the villagers acknowledge it's the possibility of winning a cell phone that's encouraging them to get tested for HIV.
Phone. He says he wants to take the chance that he might get the phone.
He might win the phone.
He might win the phone, yes. So he's very much interested.
It's a dangerous disease, but it's very easy to treat.
American medical student Sam Partington uses a loudhailer to speak with a crowd of villagers. He's volunteering in Bulungula. Partington says offering incentives to people that result in them being tested for HIV is the way to go in an area where the disease remains highly stigmatized.
It gives people more of a reason to go to the events. It gets rid of the stigma. People can say, well, I'm just going to try to win a cell phone. They don't have to say, well, I'm going because I think I might have HIV. And who doesn't want to win free stuff? So,
some politicians and academics in South Africa say giving gifts to people to encourage them to be tested for HIV is unethical. But Rajan Woodruff says her NGO's testing incentives have changed attitudes towards HIV and are saving many lives.
I mean, I understand philosophical, ethical debates, but I think that in terms of our situation, I don't think it's appropriate or relevant.
Villagers chomp on chunks of chicken as they wait for another cell phone raffle. As Partington says, if by giving a simple cell phone away saves just one life, then it's worth it, no matter the criticism. In fact, the BI plans to offer even bigger prizes in the future as it ramps up its battle against HIV. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Bulungula, South Africa.